Well, if you're anything like me, you would know how difficult it is to remember the names of the apostles. I mean, if I had to call them out, some of them I always say twice. I never really get it right. And I want to thank, somewhere down the line, there was a catechist who offered me a beautiful way to remember the apostles' names, and I share it with you. And so it was to use baptism as an acronym to remember the names of the apostles. B is Bartholomew, A is Andrew, P is for Peter and Philip, T is for Thomas, the I replaces J for John and James, the sons of Zebedee, and James the Lesser, and Jude. And then we have the S that is Simon the Zealot, and M for Matthew and Matthias. And did I get 12? Hopefully I got all the 12, right? And so isn't that an awesome way to remember the apostles? And it's important for us to remember the apostles because of the apostolic faith that has been handed down to us. They handed down to us the faith, the scriptures, the sacraments. The mission that Christ has was entrusted to them when he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. We hear that he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor." Good news, he says, of great joy. He says, I've come to heal the brokenhearted. I come to liberate those who are oppressed, those who are in prison. He says, I come to reconcile you to the Father and to one another. And that mission has been handed down to you and to myself through the gift of the apostles. And we recall that as Jesus was ascending back to the Father, to be at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, he led them out to Bethany. And he blessed them. And he said, go out into the world, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them, all nations, everything that I taught you. And we see that it begins for us today. That we are reminded that this child that has been brought to us, born for us, this son that has been given, today we get to see, to hear why he's come. Because in being baptized, he is offering us the way back to the Father. He is allowing us to be reborn once again in the image and likeness of Christ. We hear that when he is baptized, the heavens open for him. Because before that, the heavens were closed. The first Adam closed the heavens. This new Adam opens the heavens. He is the firstborn that we hear. And now through him, all of us could be recreated and reborn in the waters of baptism and be called beloved children like him once again. So in the baptism that was given us, we are washed clean. We are made whole. But there's this wonderful word, this wonderful rite that we hear, Ephphatha. This word has so much power behind it, Ephphatha. And what it means be open. That our ears were closed because of sin. We couldn't really hear God's voice. We were hearing the enemy's voice. We were hearing one another's voices. But now in the waters of baptism, Ephphatha, our ears are open to hear God's voice once again. And Ephphatha, our mouth is open to proclaim the glory and praise of Him who sent His beloved Son into the world, not to condemn us, but to save us. That our Lord is showing us once again how to be and become and remain beloved children of God. As He said, let us do this to fulfill all righteousness, to fulfill the Father's will. This is what the Father wants more than anything. He wants His beloved children, He wants His family back home again. And in the waters of baptism, we share in a death like Jesus, but we also share in a life like Jesus. Remember that Jesus was born unto us, born of the Virgin Mary. He took on flesh. God takes on flesh. So He becomes like us in all things but sin, so that we can become like Him once again, which is beloved and eternal. Our Lord invites us to consider our baptism. What a great gift that we receive from our Lord through the hands of the apostles. They give us the gateway to the sacramental life, and the sacraments give life and sanctify all of us. They nourish us, they feed us, and they give us with seven gifts that we receive in being baptized with the Lord. The grace of being united to the Father once again and living in the Father's life, His love, His light. We are blessed in Jesus to be called beloved children of God and beloved children of Mary. Healing, we say that in the Mass. Lord, I'm not worthy that You should enter under my roof. Just say the word and my soul shall be healed. We are sharing in the mission of Christ. He's fulfilling it for us when we share in that Eucharistic, beautiful banquet that's been given to us that we began by the baptism of the Lord. And then the Lord floods us with His love and mercy, His pardon and His peace. That is the gift that this Christ child has given us. And now He's given to all of us. My brothers and sisters, we have a new name. It is called Christian. We are Christ-like, little Christ, little beloved children of God and beloved children of Mary. Let us honor the Lord and thank Him for being baptized for us, for being born for us, for coming into this world and dying for us, for rising from us, for ascending back to the Father for us, and handing on that apostolic faith to those beautiful apostles that have taught us the way and the means to go back home.